This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we look forward to a great national holiday and festival and celebration. Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. And what about that? It is not going to be a normal Super Bowl. There will be fewer parties and people are cautioned about masks and about not having too many people over. But that doesn't mean people can't enjoy it. And as an alternative form of entertainment, while you're building up to the big game, you might want to consider some of the big movies that are opening up this weekend. We'll review five of them, including a film that is available for you to screen at home that is truly inspiring. And it's actually a film about one of the great American intellectual leaders of recent years. I'm talking about Dr. Thomas Sowell, the great economist and one of the most powerful, influential black intellectuals anywhere. We will get to that and more on the Medved Show. But first up, we've been talking a lot today about conspiracy theories. Everybody has been talking about conspiracy theories. And there is a new book about the granddaddy of modern, at least, conspiracy theories. The theory that says that John F. Kennedy was murdered by a massive conspiracy. And there is a new book, and I was so taken with this book, I actually wanted to seek out the author to speak to him. His name is Fred Litwin. He has spent a great deal of his life tracking down facts about what happened on November 22nd, 1963 in Dallas and what emphatically did not. His book is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. It is called On the Trail of Delusion. Fred, it's great to speak to you, and thank you for doing the book.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Well, okay, first of all, your book focuses on one of the sleaziest, most disreputable, most mentally ill characters imaginable, who did more, arguably, than anybody else other than Oliver Stone, to promote the theory of a complicated conspiracy behind JFK's death. Who is that figure?
It's Jim Garrison, who was the district attorney of New Orleans in the 1960s, who decided to reinvestigate the JFK assassination and end up charging an innocent gay man, Clay Shaw, with conspiring to kill Kennedy in 1967. And the case took 2 years to get to trial. Shaw was acquitted, and then Garrison charged him with perjury, and that took another 2 years to get rid of those charges.
How do we know that Clay Shaw was actually innocent? I mean, you have so much documentation in your book. Maybe you can explain some of it.
Well, Clay Shaw was a World War II hero, and he was involved in supplies for the Normandy invasion, and he was awarded medals from three different countries. And when Jim Garrison started investigating, he couldn't find any evidence of conspiracy, so he had to manufacture the evidence, and he ended up finding a witness who he administered truth serum and then had hypnotized three times to plant a memory of an assassination meeting at a party. So his evidence was all manufactured, and poor Clay Shaw was the victim of an incredible miscarriage of justice.
Okay, I found out something reading your book On the Trail of Delusion that I didn't know. Oliver Stone, who made that JFK movie where Kevin Costner played Jim Garrison in a ridiculously sanitized, hagiographic almost version of this very controversial DA. Oliver Stone has a new project, doesn't he, where he's going even further into the fever swamps of conspiracism?
Yes, he's made a four-part miniseries that continues that last motion picture, JFK, And he's unfortunately, well, or fortunately, I should say, he hasn't been able to sell it to anybody. So it was available for showing last November, but he can't find anybody who put it on the air.
Don't you agree that really a great deal of the craziness that we have now with QAnon and more, and some of the really stupid, groundless conspiracies that people believe in, that a lot of it goes back to the Kennedy assassination, which was so well and so thoroughly investigated, and yet people disbelieve it?
Absolutely. The Kennedy assassination is the Rosetta Stone of conspiracy theories, because it allows you to see whatever you want. If you want to explain how horrible the CIA is, or how much you dislike American foreign policy, or the war in Vietnam, whatever it is you want to explain, you could use the JFK assassination to explain almost anything. So it's the Rosetta Stone of conspiracy theories.
Okay. In terms of that, people always talk about, well, the unanswered questions. Are, at this point, after 28 volumes of the Warren Commission, after Vincent Bugliosi's massive 5,000-page book, really, it's that much with the Internet editions, Reclaiming History, are there any unanswered questions that people are still puzzling about the JFK assassination?
There are, and there are files in Moscow that have not been released, and what I'm interested in is not so much about the Kennedy assassination, but KGB operations that might have been performed to help get the American public to believe the CIA was behind the assassination. We already know of three KGB operations. I described one in my last book. I think there might have been other KGB operations, and those files are still held in Moscow.
Okay, so what you're talking about is we have unanswered questions not about the assassination itself, but about this delusional stuff that started out with Mark Lane and his book Rush to Judgment. Mark Lane was at one point a member of the Communist Party, was he not?
Well, Mark Lane was always associating with far-left figures in American politics and in New York City politics. And also he associated with a lot of communists in Europe when he was promoting his book. He went on a promotional tour in Hungary and other communist countries. He was one of the many crazy, irrational leftists who latched onto the JFK assassination.
Okay, what would the KGB or what would the extreme left have achieved by planting these questions in the American public's minds, suggesting that the FBI or the CIA or rich oil people or somebody else killed JFK other than Oswald?
Well, it was intolerable to many people on the left that this Marxist, this communist, this sort of 24-year-old runt of a man who loved Fidel Castro could have killed Kennedy. That was intolerable. Much better to weave a massive conspiracy of the CIA or the military-industrial complex to fit their politics. It's a much better thing to do.
One of the things you talk about in On the Trail of Delusion is how many lives, not just Clay Shaw, but how many other people were tarnished by some of this false conspiracizing. Do you think that Jim Garrison really believed that he had, quote, solved the Kennedy assassination mystery?
That's a question I'm not sure we'll ever really know. I think that there were times when his staff tried to get him to stop what he was doing, and he really thought that, you know what, I'm going to be famous. He wanted a higher office. He wanted to be governor of Louisiana or senator from Louisiana. And I think that he deluded himself into believing that he could solve this crime. And if he couldn't solve it, he could make up the evidence, and that would be enough. And he would be this massive hero. He was delusional.
And by the way, with a psychiatric history that's intense, you can find out about all of it in On the Trail of Delusion. The author, Fred Litwin, thank you for your conversation to sanity and reality. When we come back, more on the current unreality of politics and an attempt to totally distort it. We will be right back.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Michael Medved Show. Joe Biden actually doing a little bit of a victory lap, talking about the fact that his COVID relief plan for $1.9 trillion, so much money that even a leading Democratic economist Lawrence Summers, former president of Harvard University, former Treasury Secretary, former economic advisor to President Obama. Even Lawrence Summers says this may have disastrous effects because just too much money. But for Joe Biden, it's just right. This is clip two.
The American Rescue Plan is going to keep the commitment of $2,000. $600 has already gone out. $1,400 checks to people who need it. This is money directly in people's pockets. They need it. We need to target that money so folks making $300,000 don't get any windfall. But if you're a family that's a wage earner, each of the parents, one making 30 grand, one making 40 or 50, maybe that's a little more than, well, yeah, they need the money and they're going to get it. And here's what I won't do. I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
Okay, there are people up there who are saying, no, the American people were promised $2,000. Well, remember, we got people out there below $150,000, I think it is for a couple, people who got that money, got the $600 already, so he's claiming the $1,400, but there's nothing magic about that number. And by the way, he hasn't figured out yet, as you could hear by his wavering there, he hasn't figured out yet what the targeting should be. If a family really is earning a joint income of, say, $130,000 a year, do they really, quote, need that $2,000 from the government? I think one of the things that Susan Collins and Mitt Romney and the other Republicans who met with President Biden on this were trying to accomplish was to agree on much more precise targeting, because $2,000 could be a lifesaver for a family that's struggling to pay the rent. But the chances are, if you are earning combined over $100,000, this money is nice, it's helpful. But when they ask most people about what they would do with that money, there are very few people actually say, oh, we're going to spend it right away. And the idea is supposed to be to goose the economy. Now, do I believe that this is some kind of conspiratorial intent? No, it's Joe Biden is trying very hard to follow the playbook of Barack Obama, who he served as a loyal vice president. But President Biden, that's a mistake. Because what President Obama did is he went ahead with his stimulus package. It was passed without a single Republican vote. Well, actually, that's not true. The stimulus package had no Republican votes in the House. It had three Republicans who voted for it in the Senate. But there was very, very little Republican support. This current stimulus package has no Republican support. And the point here, the punchline, is Barack Obama cruised right into a midterm election where he got slaughtered. He lost 63 seats in the House of Representatives, and John Boehner and the Republicans took over the House. And that changed the whole Obama term. And there are reasons, especially with Republicans, I think, making a very clear message that, no, we are not a fringe party. We're not kooks and grifters and conspiracists, which is exactly what Democrats want you to believe, that people should be encouraged looking forward to GOP victories in 2022 and maybe in 2021 with this Gavin Newsom situation. Because here's the way it works. There will be an election in the summertime if these signatures come through and the recall is on the ballot. And then voters get to vote for two things. They get to vote for whether they want to continue with Governor Newsom, yes or no. And if they don't want to continue with Governor Newsom, then basically there is a ballot where most of the people who are running will probably be Republican. If one emerges as a clear choice, as Arnold Schwarzenegger does, he becomes the next governor. Do you realize what a political earthquake it would be if the nation's largest state, which is so deeply Democratic, actually was able to replace Gavin Newsom, who has been a feckless leader for the state, with a mainstream Republican? 955-1776, our phone number. The danger of falling away from that and obsessing with backward-looking conspiracies is very real. And Peggy Noonan writes in her column that's appearing tomorrow in the Wall Street Journal. This is a little bit of a sneak preview, you should pardon the expression. She writes, the whole conspiracy thing will only get worse with time and more dangerous. A few weeks ago, we asked what would have become of the John Birch Society if it had existed in the age of the Internet. They were pretty radical. Their anti-communism reached the point of suspecting Dwight Eisenhower was a Soviet agent. They faded. All they had to spread the word was books, magazines, and some smaller radio stations. Well, that's true. She says now, of course, it's too easy to spread. There is no particular reason, she writes, to believe that we will have less conspiracism in the future. Every reason to expect more. And it has the power to tear the country apart. There is radicalism and strangeness on the left and on the right, she writes. It has been going on for years. It is sped up in the Trump era. And on the right, it fed the beliefs that led to the storming of the Capitol. That was a seminal moment. And it's the work of Republicans to do whatever they can to keep it not the first, but the last such moment. It's tough to disagree with her. And this is why it's so important to emphasize practicality and the real world, because sometimes the results can be deeply personal, the negative and the painful results. There's one example of that with a so-called dating coach whose story is worth noting. We will get to that and more, including some of the big new films coming up on the MedVet Show.
I agree with you about 99% of the time. I appreciate your pursuit of truth.
The Michael MedVet Show.
You're one of the most brilliant guys on the air, TV or radio.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is approving a Senate-passed budget resolution on the coronavirus rescue plan. The final vote, 219 to 209. The only Democrat to vote against the plan was Maine Congressman Jared Golden. The nearly $2 trillion package will now make its way to committees to work out the details. Republicans say the price tag is too high. Johnson & Johnson is requesting the FDA grant emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Experts believe the vaccine could be approved by the end of February if it gets the go-ahead.
So this third vaccine really could be a home run, right? There's so much demand out there that this, an additional supply would be so important. And the reason why we're so excited about this vaccine is it's a single shot, no sub-zero freezing.
Dr. John Brownstein speaking there on ABC News. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just a reminder, you can get a very special price on a book bundle that includes a hardcover signed copy of my book, God's Hand on America, together with an audio book of the total unabridged text of the book read by me. And it's all available at a special combined price. The audiobook comes on an MP3 player or on a drive, a flash drive. You can get it all at medvedhistorystore.com, and it's at a greatly reduced price. Check it out. Makes a great gift. And a great way to celebrate the upcoming great event, there's a great deal of excitement about somebody who's even older than Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Her name is Sarah Thomas. Is she going to be doing place kicking for either the Chiefs or the Buccaneers? No. Sarah Thomas will blaze a trail for female officials everywhere when she becomes the first woman to officiate at the Super Bowl. She's a 47-year-old from Mississippi. She's part of an 8-member officiating crew who will take charge of proceedings at the Raymond James Stadium, where the Kansas City Chiefs face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And people always ask, well, which side are you rooting for? I have no deep investment in either Kansas City Chiefs or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But, of course, I'm going to lean toward the Buccaneers because the Chiefs had their big win. And they'll have other big wins in the future. They have a terrific young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. But for the Buccaneers and Tom Brady, and the fact that this is the first Super Bowl ever where one of the teams is playing at home, and it just worked out that way, providentially, fate. You got to love what the experience will be like in Tampa Bay if playing at home, they actually win the Super Bowl and become a first. And I love the fact that Tom Brady says he's 43. He's going to continue playing, he plans, until he's at least 45. Well, keep going, Tom. It's a good message. Okay, what is not necessarily a good message is this profile of a guy whose real name is Samuel Fisher. And they have a picture of him here where he's not the kind of guy you would assume could make a living, though apparently he does, as a dating expert, as somebody who is going to help the unsuspecting and unprepared appeal to women. The report says that on January 20th, FBI agents arrested Samuel Fisher outside his apartment on the Upper East Side of New York City in connection with his involvement in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Stashed in the Chevrolet Tahoe parked on East 88th Street, investigators found a shotgun, multiple machetes, and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition. And they also have begun trailing some of his internet postings. And right after the January 6th events, he posted the following. People died, but it was great. Seeing cops literally run, that was like the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Does this sound conservative to you? After his arrest, Mr. Fisher was ordered held without bail. Court records show he is to be moved to Washington to face charges of disorderly conduct and unlawful entry. The ideology that is contained on his various websites and trying to sell internet advice to guys who are trying to win over girls, this ideology is mostly male adherents, including the far-right group the Proud Boys, who have become a chief focus of the FBI's investigation of the Capitol attack, appear to have united in part over their shared support for President Donald Trump, writes the New York Times. Quote, tomorrow Trump and we the people will be betrayed again by every so-called representative who said they'd fight for us. Mr. Fisher wrote on his website, which is called bradholiday.com. He wrote that the day of the riot. In a photograph posted in Mr. Fisher's Facebook pages, he's posing grinning before a large Trump flag, a pistol in his hand, a rifle, and a shotgun behind him. Can't wait to bring a liberal back to this freedom palace, the caption reads, apparently referring to his home. Sitting before a backdrop of a Trump flag in one of the most recent videos about a week after the riot, Mr. Fisher mused, is Satanism a good thing? Should we conjure demons to get our goals met like the left does all the time? And then he said, are women trustworthy in 2020? You tell me. I'll tell you no, absolutely not. Mr. Fisher's online files are filled with dubious practices, including tutorials on how to rejoin online dating sites after you've been banished for harassment, something he says he's experienced personally, I'm sure, and a website he appears to have created solely to feature screenshots of nasty text exchanges with women. In videos no longer online, several people described Mr. Fisher as overcoming substance abuse and a period of homelessness. He would often take floundering young men under his wing and teach them, quote, how to be a man at no charge, according to a former roommate. Mr. Fisher grew up in New Jersey and told people he was estranged from his family. The divide grew sharper, according to one friend, as Mr. Fisher began to bury deeply into the QAnon conspiracy theory. Mr. Fisher was born Jewish, but in videos he said he turned to Christ, finding Christ on the internet, And he shared anti-Semitic articles and videos accusing Jews in general of cannibalism. About 3 years ago, Mr. Fisher posted online about his rage at being cheated on by a woman with whom he has a child. Look, it's terribly sad. And obviously this guy is deeply dysfunctional. He's been homeless. He has a no shortage of problems. But for goodness sake, when people talk about conspiracy theories as harmless, as diverting, as well, it could be, maybe could be. The point that I would make is the same point that Peggy Noonan is making, is the adherence to conspiracy theories not only damages a political party like the Republican Party right now with any tolerance of it, and that's the basic takeaway from the Marjorie Taylor Greene material, but it's also going to end up ruining your life. And the idea that you want to believe that you are powerless, it is the opposite of the conservative message. The conservative message is that power in the country has to reside in every individual. It's not the government who's going to lift you up. You can lift yourself up. Sometimes if the government gets out of the way. But a conspiracy theory basically says you're helpless. You're in the grip of mysterious elites somewhere who control everything. Abandoning that delusion and coming to grips with your possibilities is the core of conservative thinking. And one of the greatest advocates in our time of conservative ideas is Thomas Sowell. There's a new film out right now about Thomas Sowell with his message for all Americans. We'll talk about that and other films with other big stars, including Salma Hayek, coming up on The Michael Medved Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kanger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wishing you a wonderful, safe, healthy winter weekend, Super Bowl weekend. And may we, whatever side you're rooting for between Kansas City and Tampa Bay, may you have a satisfying and glorious weekend experience, and maybe even add to it with some pretty good movies from Hollywood. Okay, the best of the bunch is a remarkable new documentary. And yeah, I'm prejudiced because it's hosted, the documentary, by Jason Riley, the great Wall Street Journal columnist. He's become a friend of this show, and yes, he is a personal friend. And Jason hosts a new documentary called Thomas Sowell, Common Sense in a Senseless World. And it celebrates the great black intellectual, economist, thinker, who just celebrated his 90th birthday. He's now at the Hoover Institution. And it celebrates him for precisely what the subtitle says, Common Sense in a Senseless World. Listen.
You're about to meet one of the greatest minds of the past half century.
Thomas Sowell is a trained economist. He's a sociologist who has written books about virtually every culture that's ever existed. He is America's greatest contemporary living philosopher.
He's forceful in his opinions. He will not compromise any of his opinions for the sake of social politeness.
Anywhere Thomas Sowell is, he's the smartest person in the room.
Okay, just some of those voices you heard there show some of the range of his influence. The last voice you heard was from a rapper named Eric July, who is a conservative, pro-free market, black hip-hop artist. And you heard the voice of Steven Pinker, who is not a conservative, who's a Harvard professor, though he is in thrall of Thomas Sowell. Most of all, you'll hear some of the Sowell interviews that he did with Jason Riley for this, and then interviews going back with the likes of William Buckley. The entire thing is inspiring. You actually feel better when you watch it. 3.5 stars for Thomas Sowell, Common Sense in a Senseless World. It's available for rent on various streaming services, and you can get a DVD, which you'll want to keep because there's so many great quotes in there. You'll want to have it actually in your collection, if you have a collection of DVDs. Another fine film released on Netflix is called The Dig, and it features Ralph Fiennes and Carey Mulligan in a film about an aristocratic widow who hires an excavator, played by Ralph Fiennes, to help dig up a mysterious mound on her property. Listen.
Mr. Brown is an archaeologist.
I'm an excavator.
You've come to dig up the mounds.
Do you think there's something beneath?
Who are those men?
They're from the museum.
Mrs. Prittley, I think you'd better come and see.
Why would anyone want to bury a ship?
I'd expect this is a grave of a warrior or a king.
But there's more. There's much more.
It's a true story. And it follows the history, and it's set very much in 1939. One of the very few problems with the film that I think is terrific is that they keep hammering home that this is the eve of World War II. You hear bulletins on the world on the radio. You see the RAF flying overhead. It's a remarkable film which keeps you on the edge of your seat, even though there's no threats of violence. There's no real romance. There's a romantic subplot involving Lily Collins. All the stars are outstanding. And again, it's about one of the great archaeological treasures that came from the Anglo-Saxon era almost 2,000 years ago in Britain. And fascinating to watch. A few references to sexuality and partial nudity. It's rated a PG-13. The Dig is airing on Netflix. There's also a film on Netflix called Malcolm and Marie. And this is not PG-13. This is very seriously R. A lot of harsh language. And John David Washington, who's best known as maybe the son of Denzel Washington, but a very fine actor in his own right, co-stars with Zendaya. And they play a couple who come home from a premiere of his first movie as a director and writer. And yet, you know what? He comes home, and not everything is paradise between them. Listen.
Mystery. The unknown is what supports the tension of a relationship. I feel like once you know someone is there for you and once you know they love you, you never actually think of them again. It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention.
Well, what is it, Marie? What do you want?
Really? You want to go there?
Yes.
Okay, basically, this is an audacious film. It's by a gifted young director, son of Barry Levinson, named Sam Levinson, who wrote it and directed it. The entire film is just those two characters. And they're arguing with each other, and you don't know whether they're actually going to kill each other, or they're going to make passionate love, or they're going to break up, or they're going to reaffirm their relationship. And you get very involved. They come across as very full people, very brilliant people, talking about the meaning of cinema and what it means to be black in America. It's all shot in black and white. It's only these two characters, and it all takes place in their luxurious home, which is supposed to be, I guess, in Malibu with the ocean outside. 3 stars for Malcolm and Marie. Yeah, it sometimes can be a bit claustrophobic, but it's still one of those films that you will remember and gets great points for its originality and substance. Bliss is a different matter. This stars 2 wonderful actors who are both very good in the film, Owen Wilson and Salma Hayek. And it begins with Owen Wilson. He's obviously pill-addicted. He's going through a divorce. He is about to be fired from his job at some kind of big faceless corporation. And he then meets this mysterious woman who may be homeless, or she may be an incredible genius, or she may be a supernatural figure, played by Salma Hayek. And she tries to convince him that he's real and she's real, but everyone and everything else around them is not. Listen.
I have a picture in my head of a place. I don't know if it's real, but it has a feeling, and the feeling's real.
I'm sorry, something really cool.
You see all these people outside?
They're not real.
This is a simulation. You ready?
There's my guy. Welcome home.
This place is overwhelming. Why am I not remembering any of this?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, you don't worry about it because none of it makes any sense. Basically, I think what they're suggesting is that as a result of drugs and living on the streets, this actually tries to put you in the mind of delusional homeless people in confrontations with the police. And again, they're trying to keep you guessing And the worst parts of the movie are the parts where they're supposed to be in this ideal location, which is actually filmed in Croatia, where he is a brilliant scientist and she is a world-leading philosopher. And the film is not blissful. It's not impressive. It is a chore to watch. And you actually feel angry at the people who made it. Too bad for Selma Hayek and Owen Wilson. Final film to review of all of them. 1.5 stars for Bliss, which won't even give you fleeting moments of happiness or satisfaction. Son of the South is a well-intentioned film. It tells the true story of a guy named Bob Zellner, who obviously, and the son, grandson of a Ku Klux Klan figure who got involved with the civil rights struggle of the 1960s. Listen.
You know this movement is about more than just voting rights. We're trying to change the world.
You want to jeopardize your whole life for some grand principle?
Isn't that what they're doing?
Some of these old boys around here, they really mean to do you some harm.
I bet you ain't happy being in Montgomery now, boy.
So what's going to happen next? Continue on.
Okay. There are a few well-known semi-celebrities. Cedric the Entertainer plays Ralph David Abernathy. And Brian Dennehy plays the grandfather, who's a Ku Klux Klan official who threatens to kill his grandson if he doesn't pull back from his civil rights commitment. It's a strange film. It all is based upon the real memoirs of Bob Zellner. But it seems to be determined to emphasize the involvement of extreme leftists, in fact, American communists, in the civil rights movement, not as a way of discrediting that movement at all, because it's very, very pro, but perhaps as a way of advancing the leftist views of its maker, who is now the guy whose memoir it is, Bob Zellner, who's 80. 2 stars for Son of the South, full of cliches, and yes, it's rated R for violence. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.